and align themselves with two camps pitting Moken Tswangirai and the Diabiti.
If people have their own way, they decided to form their own party, what can we do? We don't want that to happen, but it's just something which is not beyond our control.
Observers say the African National Congress will be difficult to beat in any elections as it cruises to victory in the 2014 South African general polls.
Julius Malema, I think he has managed to capture the young, vibrant youth of South Africa in terms of coming up with core issues.
And an opposition party stages a street campaign to address Zimbabwe's social and economic problems. Stay tuned. Friction within the MTCT is causing havoc in the party as members of parliament align themselves with two camps pitting Moken Tswangirai and Tendai Biti. Party insiders say divisions among the party's lawmakers are so serious that they are undermining the role of the MTCT in parliament. They say this friction will be more visible when parliament starts business next week. But MTCT Chief Whip Innocent Konese of the Tswangirai faction says this factionalism won't affect the quality of debates in the August House.
If people decide to go their own way, they decided to form their own party, what can we do? We don't want that to happen, but it's just something which is not beyond our control because we've got certain individuals who, because of their own egos, decided to leave the people's project.
Are you going to conduct business differently that we are having these problems now?
I don't see why I would want to do anything because the movement for democratic change always operates the way we've always operated, putting the people in the space ahead of our own personal interest and doing the best that we can in the circumstances of what transpired on the 31st of July 2017. We still continue to articulate the views and the aspirations of the majority of the people of Zimbabwe.
That was MTCT Chief Whip Innocent Konese of the Tswangirai faction speaking with Studio 7. But Matok Chibasa of the Zimbabwe Media Center says divisions among MTCT parliamentarians will have a devastating impact on debates and members of the public.
The MDC is actually doing a disservice to the people of Zimbabwe because they are representing the opposition. It's not like the people who voted the MDC MPs are all MDC. Some are just community people who just want to see things change. So obviously, if they are talking with different voices, that is a disservice to opposition, and it's a sad reality for people who actually want to see things change.
So in terms of parliament itself, don't you see that there could be a crisis within the party in terms of these parliamentarians that are going to be split?
MPs from the MDC, they are failing to distinguish their role as MPs and their role in their respective political parties. If they are representatives from various constituents, they must also take into consideration, the interests of the people whom they represent. And it seems that that is what is missing from the two groups. It seems whatever they are doing is about themselves. It's not about the people who they represent.
That was Matok Chibasa of the Zimbabwe Media Center speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Observers say the African National Congress will be difficult to beat in any election as it cruises to victory in the 2014 South African general polls. They say the opposition is too divided to offer a strong challenge to the ANC. We spoke to independent political analyst David Monyai about the 2014 general election.
On the whole, you have previous oppositions, your Black Consciousness, PAC, kind of your white Afrikaner minority front, losing almost all, cut out of parliament. They're not coming back to parliament. And the only party is Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi's Inkatha Freedom Party, which has managed to get 2.7 something. The election's outcome are not something that surprise South Africans and the world.
Now, with the new kid on the block, that is the EFF, Why do you think they've put such a sterling performance?
I think you've been following the Julius Malema, a former member and president of the ANC Youth League, born, raised within ANC, radical politics. I think he has managed to capture the young, vibrant youth in South Africa in terms of coming up with core issues which were part of negotiations in South Africa. The issue of land, which is a critical issue, as well as the issue of mines and ownership of minerals in South Africa.
That was independent political analyst David Monyaye speaking with Studio 7 from Johannesburg. One of Zimbabwe's opposition parties, Transform Zimbabwe, today staged a peaceful street campaign designed to force the ruling party to address the country's social and economic problems. The party's communication secretary, Sungai Mazando, says its members are visiting churches, knocking on people's doors, going to bars and other places under the campaign dubbed Handei Banoyenda or Asambeni Abahambayo.
We told people that we are a party that has a vision for the nation, and we believe we've got the solutions to the problem that are dogging our nation currently.
So what exactly are you looking at?
Distributing our flyers and talking to people one-on-one, going into churches, going into clubs, going into all sorts of social areas so that we can interact with the people and then share our vision with them.
So now, looking at your party strategy about this Handei Banoyenda and Asambeni Abahambayo, so do you think that you are going to achieve your goals?
Yes, we very much believe that we're going to achieve our goals, because currently people are desperate for a progressive political movement that will offer solutions, real solutions to the problems in the nation. I believe we're just going to the people to tell them that there is such a party, and that party is Transform Zimbabwe.
That was Sungai Mazando, Transform Zimbabwe Communications Secretary, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Now we cross over to the Women's Desk with Marvelous Mklanganyawuye.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. The Women's Forum is hosted by Marvelous Mklanganyawuye from Washington. Today we are looking at the celebration of Mother's Day, which is tomorrow. Mother's Day, according to Wikipedia, is a celebration honoring mothers and motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. It is celebrated on various days in many parts of the world, but this year falls on Sunday, May 11th, which is tomorrow. We are lucky to have with us a mother who is based in South Africa, Mai Erika Chishanu, who said she will not be celebrating Mother's Day in the traditional way because her mother is in Zimbabwe and her children are still in Zimbabwe, where they will not be able to be with her during this special day. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mai Erika Chishanu.
Yeah, thank you very much.
How are you going to celebrate Mother's Day?
It's very sad to stay here in South Africa without my children. As a mother, I need more care in my house with my children. So here, I can't celebrate with my children. Only that my children will just send messages to me. I can celebrate, even to celebrate my mother, together with my mother. It's very tough because I'm here in South Africa, staying here, working here.
When did you go into South Africa?
I went here in South Africa 2008, but most of the time I will just stay maybe a year, I'll go to Zimbabwe maybe once a year for only 21 days.
Tell us a little bit about your children who you say will not be with you this Mother's Day.
It's very sad for my children because they are just staying alone. Their father is passed away, so they need more care for their mother. So there's nothing I can do as a mother for them. Only to find money here in South Africa to send them because they need to go to school.
How many children do you have and what are their ages?
I got three children and two grandsons now. My first daughter is Erika. She's 21. She's married. She got two children, a boy and a girl. My second son is 19 years. And the last one is 16 years. She's going to school again in Harare, Stungis.
How often are you able to go and be with your children?
Only that I don't have more time to go to Zimbabwe with my children. I always be here.
Do you also have a mother and you wanted to celebrate her life also on Sunday? So what are you going to do for your mother even if she's not there with you?
Just to send a message or buy any present, and I can send someone to go and give my mother. I just send a message to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom.
What are some of the challenges that you have faced as a mother living in South Africa and your children in Zimbabwe without you?
Oh, it's very tough here in South Africa just to stay alone as a mother. It's very tough, very tough.
What kind of work are you doing in South Africa, and are you able to look after your children in Zimbabwe sufficiently?
I'm just working as a domestic worker here in South Africa. I'm trying for my children to survive because they want to go to school, they want food, they want clothes to wear. As a mother, as a widow, I'm just trying.
How much do you have to put aside every month as a mom to send back to Zimbabwe?
I have to send even 2,000 rand a month to go to Zimbabwe for my children to look after for them. Because I'm just earning not enough money as a domestic worker here in South Africa.
How do you send the money to Zimbabwe?
I use Mukuru, send money to Zimbabwe, or sometimes I'll find another one who's going home. I'll just send the money to there.
Do you have any words of advice for other mothers like yourself who are in the diaspora, it may be South Africa or another country outside of Zimbabwe, who also have children that are in Zimbabwe and cannot be with them this Mother's Day tomorrow?
I'm just saying to mothers who are here in South Africa, you mustn't lose hope. You mustn't feel sad here in South Africa that our children. Better to work for them as a mother so that our children can survive, can get what they want. One time it will be okay to go back at home.
I hope that you have a happy Mother's Day. Do you have a message for your mother in case she's listening in Zimbabwe and also for your children?
I want to say to my mother, Mrs. Siduna in Budiriro, Happy Mother's Day. To you, my mom, in Budiriro 4. I love you, mom. As a mother, I'm saying to my children, I love you, my children. I love you so much, my children. I'm missing you too much. I'll come and see you later. I love you so much, my children. I miss you so much.
Thank you very much, Mai Erica Chishano, for having been on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye from Washington.
Who do you think is the best striker in African football? Temba Ba, Chivano, Samuel Eto'o, some might say. Let us know what your 2014 African All-Star football team looks like by selecting the best goalie, striker and defender from Africa at our website www.voazimbabwe.com. Voting kicks off on Thursday, May 15th. That is next week. And finally, in our special feature today, millions of people are expected to commemorate Mother's Day tomorrow. We spoke to several people about this special day. Here's what they think about this day and their mothers.
Yeah, man. The biggest man you did see today was once a little baby taken care by a mama. Mama, love you to the max. Hear me loud now and clear. Sure.
Mother, I no go forget you. For this suffer where you suffered for me.
Got Beulah Jamo in South Africa. Beulah, good afternoon.
Afternoon, say, how are you?
Very fine. How is South Africa, Beulah?
South Africa is tough.
Yes, tell us, what are you going to do for your mother on Mother's Day?
I already send a SMS that I'm preparing something for her, but I've struggled to get that thing to send her home, because she's home, my mother, she's home in Zimbabwe.
Tell us the secret. What is that thing that you have sent to your mother?
What I bought for my mother?
Yes, tell us the secret.
You want to know it? Okay, I bought a nice shoe for 350 rand and an outfit for 450 rand. That is what I managed for her.
Oh, that sounds very good. So what can you tell your mother about Mother's Day and your love for her?
My mother, I love you so much. And I thank you for bringing me outside the world. I'm surviving, even if the life is difficult, but with you, If I've got a problem, if I talk to you, you can't tell me. You talk to me, so even my brain, even my heart, it will calm down. So I want to thank you, I want to thank my mother for bringing me in the world.
Thank you very much.
I want to wish her a long life until amen.
Oh, thank you very much for that. And have a very lovely evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tatenda.
Cover me close. Say make you sleep, 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 my pinky nose.
Right now I've got Petronella Mpofu. Petronella, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, and how are you?
Very fine. Tell us, what are you going to do for your mother?
I'm going to call my mom because I'm in Joburg and my mother is in Bulawayo. I'm going to call her first thing when I wake up and wish her a happy Mother's Day. She's a brave mother of six girls and one boy, and I'm going to send her money to buy whatever she wants and do whatever she wants with that money.
So now I thought you were going to buy something like a cake, eh?
No, a cake, it will get spoiled. I will send her cash, and then she will decide what she needs to spoil herself. It's up to her, because I'm not really sure what she needs right now, but she'll make her own decision.
Hmm. So what can you tell your mother?
Mommy, I love you very much. You are the queen of my heart. Thank you for raising me up to be the woman who I am. And I'm happy that I've lived up to expectations and I've never disappointed you in any way. Love you, mommy. Take care. Long life to you.
I think that's a happy mother, is it?
Yeah, she is a happy mom.
Thank you so much, Petronella.
Thank you. The same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You are the best mama. Mama.
My full name is Innocent Zenzo Nkomo.
And where are you, Mr. Nkomo?
I am at Nguzana line in Cholocho, Ward 15.
And tell us, what are you going to be doing for your mother?
Right, I'm going to ask my mother what she likes most and buy that particular thing and offer it to her so that she becomes happy.
What exactly do you think she may like?
She takes zero sugar, type of drink. She has got the BP and she's suffering from stroke.
Okay, so you are going to bring her something at least.
Yes, for real. Loving you is the best thing to do. You clean my butt and the loo. There is no other that I place above you. How palatable the food you cook. Sometimes you gave me a stern look when you thought I was becoming a crook. I love you, mama, from my heart to my boot. Mama, you are black like soot. And this I love without a doubt. Trust me, mama, you are sweeter than food.
All sweet mothers out there, we hope you are going to have a lovely Mother's Day. And I wish to say to my own mother, have a very, very lovely day. Love you, mommy. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga ke Kip Stube. Siyalamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 womgqibelo womhlaka 10 ngoNkwenkwezi 2014. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Sitholakala emoyeni lasebulenjini kuinternet kuwebsite yethu ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingali chona njani zulukandaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo igama lami nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Abahlamukela umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai bathi nxa efuna ukuba lilunga lebandla labo bayamamukela. Sihlaziya impumela yokhetho lweSouth Africa.
Asizange saze sakubona ukulwa nokuthayana noma ukudlangudlangu lobe esesibudwane ebusenziwa izandla.
obukhokheli becouncil yakobulawayo obutsha bungaletha ubungcono na kuleli dolobho. Silengxoxo lo meya waleli dolobho. Lezi ngezinye zenhloko.